Welcome to the New Mind Creator Podcast with your host, Maurice, the New Mind Creator. Today I'll be interviewing Pardeep Sangha. Please make sure to hit the subscribe button so that you'll receive alerts when new episodes are available on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, please leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Is there a backstory behind your hashtag, like men who win? I love that hashtag.
Well, the backstory is really I see a lot of men losing. And so that is ultimately it. My mission in life is really help men win. And not only win in business, but also win in their relationship, win as a father, and win as a contributor to society. So it's all about winning. And as guys, as you know, we like to win. And so when we win, we feel good. We feel better about ourselves. There's actually a lot of studies done, and this is a big component of the work that I do with men, is that when you win, even if they're the small wins, your testosterone increases. You boost your testosterone, which is a fundamental component, a building block for men. When men have that strong testosterone in them, they're actually a lot healthier.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice to hear. You know, winning is definitely important. So what is your dominant gift? What was it that helped you to become this successful executive before you like quit and walked away from it all?
Well, if I was to say what really led me to success was probably in high school, there was a teacher that basically was really into, you could say, the neuroscience. And at that time, neuroscience wasn't really big. It was big in the science world, but it wasn't big in the everyday world from the standpoint of people trying to hack their brains, for example. And so what I did was I kind of learned from this teacher and I took it from there. So I learned how to speed read, how to memorize, how to basically learn. So I taught myself how to learn effectively, for example, which schools don't teach you how to learn. And so all of those things, I developed a skill to learn faster and to hack my brain, to be able to get things done quicker, easier, have higher productivity. The power of visualization, for example, it was pretty amazing what I could do at that age just by using those techniques. So a big component of my success is built around neuroscience. And for the last two decades plus, I've been using that, studying that, and showing other men basically how to utilize the power of their brain to become more successful in life.
So you use the term hack your brain. What does that mean?
Well, that means like there's different things. That's the terminology these days when we say, hey, look, we figured out how to do this. People call it hacking. And so that's basically it, is how do you utilize your brain to the best of its ability? How do you utilize your emotions to the best of your ability? Because everything is controlled by our mind and our body. And what ends up happening, and this is a lot of the work that I do with men, is that we as human beings experience the world in three different ways. And this is what makes up how we live. And that is our thoughts, so we think, our emotions, so we feel, and our senses, which is a form of energy, so we sense energy. And so what ends up happening is that a lot of guys, most guys are, and women, are misaligned in one or more of these particular areas. So, hey, look, let's just give an example. They're pumped up. They have these awesome thoughts. Let's just say they've gone to a workshop and they're pumped up and they want to do this. And emotionally, they're engaged as well, but they might not have the energy level, for example. They might not be physically eating properly, or they might have some other component of their life that isn't going well. So it's dragging them down. And so they don't end up getting the results. Or I would say what I see for the majority of people is that their thoughts and emotions get to them. They're not aligned from an emotional standpoint because they don't understand how emotions work and how to actually leverage their emotions to actually get stuff done easier and faster. Most people are actually controlled by their emotions, and that's the challenge. So I show them how to master their emotions, how to master their thoughts, and master their energy levels so that they're completely aligned as a human being. And it's like that feeling, Maurice, I'm sure you felt it, or the listeners out here have felt it. is those times in life where you feel like you're just on top of the world. Like you're just getting stuff done. These challenging challenges that are coming your way, you're just crushing them or you're just getting through them. And you feel like, hey, look, you're almost invincible. That's basically what ends up happening when you're completely aligned with yourself.
Yeah, there's nothing more not so good to look at than a man who is controlled by their emotions.
Yes.
It just looks, it's an awful look. So that is, I think it's really powerful that you've learned these things and then you're sharing it with others because you're adding so much value to men. And I think that's so commendable.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It truly is my mission. And it's my passion because when I see a man that, when I just, that look, I could see it in their eyes when they have an aha moment that they've learned something, that they've discovered something, or if they've come across one of my systems that I've showed them, that's going to change their life. That's what keeps driving me every day.
Yes. So during your formative years as a kid, did you see your life as it is, well, as it has become today?
I would say yes and no. I, as a kid, always wanted to be a business owner. And I, as a kid, always wanted to help other people. So I remember sitting on the driveway, I think it was about 7 or 8, playing with Hot Wheels. And I'd just be thinking, I want to own my own business. I don't even know where that came from. I want to own my own business and I want to do good things for people. And so that is the one thing that has come true in my life. Everything else, you know, I wanted to be an astronaut sometimes. I wanted to, you know, be a policeman. I wanted to have all these different kinds of occupations, for example. But it was always about doing good things for people. And so that's what I'm doing right now.
So how would you describe human potential?
Oh, wow. Human potential. How would I describe it? It's basically becoming limitless. It's being able to do the things that you really want to do in life and accomplish the things that you really want to accomplish. Because I truly believe that. And I've experienced it. And I've seen the neuroscience and the science behind it. That any person can really achieve what they're looking to achieve just by learning the techniques and tactics to do that. And so there's a lot of science. There's a lot of neuroscience that's come out, Maurice, now that has shown that you can actually change how your brain cells are firing. How you can actually change the way your brain is wired. And it's really phenomenal. And so just by doing specific things, and I can just share this, if you want to take a look at human potential, if there's one thing that you could do, it's the power of visualization. That is so extremely powerful. And what ends up happening, and I learned this at a younger age, and that's why that was a big component of my success, Maurice, is I could memorize a 500-page textbook, word for word, page by page, going into an exam, for example. And that was all through the power of visualization. I could sink like 33 free throws in a row just because I would sit there for a couple hours every day and just visualize myself doing that. So that is incredible. And the science behind it is that when you actually visualize and you start to, what ends up happening is your body actually starts to experience it. Your brain cells, a large component of the same brain cells that would actually be used when you do it physically are actually being fired when you're actually visualizing things. And what ends up happening is those cells are then send signals to other parts of your body. So your body is actually living it out. It's actually growing that potential before you're actually doing it. And so that's why there's a lot of studies that show that, for example, someone picturing to play the piano and actually doing it consistently gives them about 40 to 60% of the same results of the people who actually physically play the piano, which is incredible. So if you talk about human potential, can humans do incredible feats? Absolutely. Can anybody become an amazing business owner? 100%. Can anybody play a specific sport? Yes. But here's the thing, you know, people say as well, hey, look, you know, that's just a fib because if I wanted to go play in the NBA, there's no way I could. Well, yeah, I agree. For example, I'm 5'11". You know, I could barely dunk if I tried now. Maybe not even. I'd probably fall flat on my butt. But there's some people are just more genetically gifted than others for a natural sport or thing in life. And so we sometimes just have to find what we are genetically gifted towards. Some people have a gift to play music. Some people have a gift to draw. Some people have a gift to sing. Some people have a gift of connecting with other people. We just have to see what we're naturally gifted at and try to drive that and grow those skills as well.
True. So is this a net? Are people born with this innate, knowing how to become, or is it something that we must learn? I know, and I'm talking generally, because I know that some people from the womb, they already expressing things that they're going to do the rest of them, their lives, while others don't, you know?
Well, yeah, this is where we get in between, faith and spirituality versus the real world. So I kind of go between both, and I'm a big, you can say, follower of spirituality, but I'm also a big science guy too. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a little bit of both, right? If we believe in energy, for example, our life is basically programmed around our energy that we have. So yes, some people just grow up and just have that destiny to become who they are. But if we take a look at the science behind it, no, not everybody understands how to live their full potential. I would say most people don't. I would say 95% of the population doesn't, because our brain, through, you can just say, how it's been designed over throughout evolution, if you believe in evolution, is that it's evolved to keep us safe. It hasn't evolved to give us limitless potential. And so that's what we do. Most people operate daily based on what's going to keep them safe, what's going to keep them alive. And so it is absolutely a learned skill. So anybody can learn it. Anybody can actually utilize it. Anybody can actually put more effort into it and actually become successful. And I'm a living example, because Maurice, when other people were learning other things, there's a lot of my friends that became professionals, whether it's a dentist or a doctor or a lawyer. My biggest study was human potential, was myself. And mm-hmm. So that, for me, I can tell you, with where I am in life today, that has led me to my level of success. And that's only by learning it and practicing it and showing other people how to do that. So yes, it is something that is learned. Sometimes people have a gift for it, but the majority of people out there can easily learn it and apply it and change their life to the one that they want to have.
So it appears that most people are living out of fear, because just to be safe, and we are operating oftentimes in that realm, but something needs to happen. Usually there's something in life that happens that makes a person want to seek something different or learn something, because, you know, you get to a place in your life and you're like, there should be more than this. I'm more than what I am producing. And then they find people like yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, either people get tired of their life. There's a break point, for example, that they're just done with it. Or they see someone else that has accomplished something great, and they're like, well, if that person can do it, so can I. So what are they doing that I'm not? So there's a number of different things that can happen. Sometimes it's tragic events. Sometimes it's a health scare, for example. So a lot of these things, these occurrences in life, you could say, mm-hmm. So it's in environmental factors that actually get people to change their life. And it doesn't happen for everybody, but that's why you have a podcast like this, is to help people get to where they want to be in life.
True, true. So what was one of the most valuable lessons you learned from your father?
That people aren't perfect. And so I think that's the one thing. And he taught me that indirectly and directly as well, because he himself was suffering from alcoholism. And so I saw this dark side to him, but I also saw the loving side. And that was the biggest thing he taught me. And my dad was a very forgiving person. And he loved to have people over. He loved to interact with people. He's one of the most social guys you would know. Like when I was younger, we would throw parties in our orchard. And my dad would be up later than I would with my buddies. I'd be in bed and he'd be sitting around the bonfire with my friends and they'd tell me in the morning, hey, dad, or your dad was a hoot. It was awesome hanging around with him. So it was kind of funny for me, but it was just forgiveness. Everybody is imperfect. And just the importance of loving and the importance of relationships is what my dad taught me.
So was that helpful too, to see that expression from him, to even for yourself, grant him forgiveness with whatever, you know, during his lifetime?
Oh, 100%. Because, you know, I'm very transparent too, because I love my dad. Obviously he's not around, and I respect him more than anything, because if my dad was not my dad, if he was not the man he was, I would not be myself. I would not be at where I am in life. Everything that I've accomplished in life is a direct result of my father, learning from my father, both good and bad, and having that drive to figure out what makes guys tick. Why do they do what they do? And why are they challenged in life? All came from my father. And so 100%, you know, there was a time in my life when I was younger, I would look at my dad, and my dad and I for a few years did not have a good relationship. And there were times where we did not speak for like 6 months. And I look back at that and I say, you know, that had to happen for us to progress our relationship. And I did at sometimes hate my dad, in all honesty. But when I grew older, I there was total forgiveness, because I understood what he was trying to teach me, that no one is perfect. My dad, in his own way, was such a loving man. He just suffered from alcoholism, and it was a disease just like any other. And so before my father passed away, it was really interesting. I think it was about a year before my dad passed away, I made the choice and the decision to call my father and have a very open heart-to-heart conversation with him. That one that we've never ever had before. And I'm so glad that I did, because we connected on a different level. And I would have a ton of regrets right now had I not, because my father is no longer around.
What gave you the strength to make that call?
I think it was just a realization that I am where I am because of my father, mm-hmm. both good and bad. And so I had to appreciate that. And there were so many things. I think as men, or even as women, when we grow older, we see our parents and they do stuff and we don't understand it. But when we are put in their own shoes, and for example, I'm a married man, I have two young kids, and it's facing similar challenges, for example, that my dad may have faced when he was there. There's moments when I look and I say, oh my God, I wonder if this is how my dad felt. Like, is this what he was going through when he was doing that, or when he was doing this? Now I get it. Mm-hmm. Those are the moments that take me back and say, giving total forgiveness, for example.
That's a powerful story, Pradeep. Very powerful. It's good that you came to a place that you didn't separate yourself, you know, from him, but it's all together, and it all played a part, like you said, into getting you to where you are even to this day. So that's a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So what is one of the simplest things that a struggling entrepreneur can begin doing today that could be the catalyst to change the trajectory of their business?
Well, I would say by far, they have to focus on themselves first. So again, if the business is struggling, it's a direct result of that person's beliefs and mindset, and probably even their identity, which is who they believe they are. So I'll give an example. There's a lot of people. This is the number one reason why a lot of businesses do not grow at the level that they want, is because they don't get the sales. And they don't have enough clients. Well, in talking to a lot of people, this isn't across the board, but 80% on average of people do not like to sell, because they have the belief that salespeople are icky, or they're going to be looked down upon, or whatever it is. It's an internal belief, and that itself has to be shifted in order for them to sell. Because if they are not in that space, both mentally and emotionally, their clients will pick up on that. Their clients will know that this person is feeling this way, for example. So everything comes back to the individual. Everything comes back to you as a person, who you are, your identity, your belief system, and then on top of that, basically your capabilities, because it all works hand in hand, but it all starts with who you believe you are. And so if you believe you're an awesome salesperson, you will actually execute better. If you believe that you're not a salesperson, for example, or you shy away from salespeople, or you think that sales is creepy, you're not going to be able to get those sales. So that was just one example. But Maurice, it's really coming back to working on yourself first versus the tactics of your business, because that's only going to work if you're actually doing the right tactics. And you're only going to do the right tactics if you're in the right headspace, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense to me. So, yes. So what valuable piece of information would you like to leave our audience with? What's your one to grow on?
Well, I think the biggest thing to understand is that everything that we do in life, whether that's in our business, in our relationships, or in our family, every single thing that we do is based around fulfilling a feeling or an emotion. And so if we uncover those emotions that we're feeling on a daily basis and actually write them down and say, okay, what am I feeling? I tell people to do this on an hourly basis and make a journal when they first start out, and then eventually you don't need to do that. But figure out what emotions you're feeling, because your emotions drive your actions. And so if you figure that out, you're going to be able to determine, okay, maybe I'm not feeling so good about myself. That's why I'm not executing effectively. Or the times when I'm feeling great, I'm actually getting more done. So there's a lot of studies that were done around this, Maurice, in terms of people who leverage emotions in their decisions and in their actions are more successful, because they are more passionate, they are more persistent, and they basically are more driven to get the stuff done. So I would say, you know, the last piece of advice is focus on emotions. If you can understand your emotions, if you can leverage your emotions, not only will you make better decisions, because here's an interesting component, Maurice, is now science has shown up to 95% of our decisions are based on our unconscious mind, which runs on emotions. So if majority of the decisions we're making is based on our unconscious mind, and that's based on emotions, then we need to do a better job of managing our emotions. So that's ultimately it. If you want to be more successful in life, focus on having better emotions, and you will be more successful.
Thank you for listening to The New Mind Creator Podcast with your host, Maurice, The New Mind Creator. This podcast has been sponsored by Abundant Sports and True Serum. Head over to www.mauriceflournoy.com to receive more motivation and insight to help create your new mind.